Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, 11 p.m. Eastern, August 8th, 2013. It is my son's one-month-old birthday. And for a present, you know what he did? I was feeding him and milk just shot out of his nose. Nose and mouth is the nastiest thing I've ever seen. Hope y'all Thursday is going well. Hope y'all ready to get the party in at the clubs. It's college night. Make sure she's 18. If there's grass on the field, play ball. But not unless she's 18. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Got my man and Extra Money with me. What's popping, Chief?
What up, man? What's going on with you?
Not much, man. So you partying?
And watching preseason football, yo. Fish football is officially back. I don't count the Hall of Fame game, yeah. I count the first preseason game, yeah. So, watching my Niners, man.
How they look?
Yeah. Well, I mean, our defense was looking all right. Now we're getting ran on about the threes. The threes are just playing horrible. Had making some plays, but our offense. So, our defense, yeah, I mean, we gave up 7 points on offense on a fumble, but our defense been holding them. They driving now, but our offense, our second and third offense is some trash.
Did Cameron play?
Yeah, he went 4 for 4, took him down. We got 3 out of it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, our first offense, I mean, Bolden looked good out there. You know what I mean? Thank you, Raven fans out there, for sending him our way. That man had 2 catches and both were first down. So it looked like he got some promise with him. You know what I mean? But like I said, it's preseason football though, man. But you still want to see who we got as far as depth wise, man. This is ain't looking good on our second and third. But that young boy Eric Reed can lay the wood though. Yeah, I like that kid though. I got him taking over. So
he was safety for y'all?
Yeah, he the dude from LSU that we picked up for Gold.
I know he's familiar. I forgot. Yeah, yeah, that kid was a beast at LSU.
Him and the honey
bag. Yeah, he definitely looked like he can go ahead and take that role from that void that Golston left. But yeah,
so
we got this. We got this right tackle from Michigan, yo. This kid he can't block nobody out there, yo. Like, we can't get nothing going on offense now because this dude's in the game, yo. Like,
yo, tell Harbaugh I'm free, yo. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing much.
Right. Yeah, we could use your help out there, yo. Because this dude is some trash, yo.
I'll be the biggest 49er fan. Y'all can pick me up, yo.
Yeah, I feel you. But your boy, come on tomorrow, man. I got the NFL preseason package, yo. If you want to use it so you can watch them. They don't know if they may not come on prime time football.
Yeah, I don't know. We got a call from the 213 on the line. What's going on? You on the off ramp?
I am Robert Boner. I'm a pedophile. I am fucking Pinkie Pie. His ass up.
Make it stop!
Oh my gosh, yo. This again, yo. What is going on, yo?
Yo, I got no clue, yo. Yo, what in the world? Yeah, the world is a funny. How'd they find this show?
I don't know. That's crazy, though, yeah.
Yeah, but I might have to
check out. I don't know if the game comes on here or not.
That's what I'm saying. Like the 49ers, like they only play like one preseason game. They do a lot of replays on NFL Network, but they become like the fifth replay really gonna come on at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like who the fuck gonna stay up at 1 o'clock in the morning to look at the replay when it's on right now? So I just
y'all playing Denver right now?
Yeah, we playing right now.
I mean, y'all play Denver? Is that who y'all playing?
Yeah, we're playing Denver right now. Yeah.
How Payton look?
He looked all right. I mean, we shut him out. He only played one series, and we shut him out. He went 3 and out. And then Kaepernick came in, took him all the way down. Well, actually, he got the ball first, so he took it down. No, we shut Payton out, then Kaepernick came in, took it all the way down. We scored 3 points. It should be 7-6. Phil Dawson, punk ass, Mr. Phil go at the halftime. But, yeah, man.
Y'all got rid of my man Akers, yo?
Yeah, we got rid of that bum, yo. He cost us games, yo.
Okay, we got a call. I want to see if this is a craziness or not. We got a call from Philly. It was popping on the off hat. Yeah, I don't know how they switch up area codes, B.
Yeah, it's probably just like a auto dialer or something.
And they give you different area codes?
Yeah, like spam. So it's just kind of like this rotate numbers. They're calling the same like radio station number.
That's crazy, yo. So now they're spamming blog talk radio? I guess the only thing I don't get about you computer nerds, yo. Why bother people who aren't doing anything?
Well, some of them just do it just because they just want to figure it out. Other people do it maliciously. They're called the hackers. And then the crackers are called the people who just do it for fun. Like, so they're like, oh, let me see if I can just exploit a weakness for Microsoft. They ain't trying to be malicious, but they just saying, you know, he's a big company. Let me see if I can get in. So, that's what they do.
Yeah, I guess, yo. People need more pussy in life, yo.
Right. And then what happens, though, is it's like, so, if you, let's say, for instance, you go and, like, try to find an exploit to Microsoft, guess who's going to hire you because you exploited their system? Microsoft. Make a lot of money just because of the simple fact they want to know how you did it. They want somebody like that on their team so nobody else can do it.
Man, is that how that stuff works, y'all?
Yes, sir.
So what if, like, I just get lucky and break a code, y'all? Like, will they hire me? And then, like, I get a job, and then they're like, so what else you know how to do? And I'm like, shit. Like, am I still on the team?
You getting fired immediately. Yeah. First of all, they won't solicit you first. What they'll happen is that like you'll have a signature. Everybody has a signature. That's like a backdoor. So they set a backdoor. You leave a file. Like you leave your signature saying that because that's how they know. Like that's how you know that you did it and not somebody else. So you can prove to another hacker that you did it by leaving something. You know what I mean? Like a little almost like a tag, right? And so Microsoft will eventually catch it and they'll fix it. And then if you do it again and you keep on doing it, then they're like, okay, this dude must know something that we don't, and we need to hire this guy.
Yeah, why don't they just develop a program that wipes out all signatures, yo, so no one can ever get credit, yo?
Well, they won't do that. I mean, well, if you exploited it, it's almost like me breaking in your car and leaving the road. Like, you can wipe all the roses out that you want and stop growing them motherfuckers and I'll just start leaving carnations. Like, I mean, it's not going to stop me from doing that. I'm just going to leave a different one. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I guess, like, if you keep breaking in my... I guess I'm looking at it like, if you keep breaking in my car, I stop leaving stuff in there. Eventually, you'll stop breaking in my car because you ain't getting nothing.
Well,
I guess
that's
the way
I was looking
at it.
Well, that kind of depends. So let's say you got a Walmart alarm, right? and I bypass that joint. And you're like, yo, my alarm didn't work. And then I come back, and then all of a sudden I know that you got, like, some, like, because, like, you leave a little decal, and now you got the little Python joint. Well, now you're like, ah, oh, he upgraded his alarm system. Let me see if I can still break in that motherfucker. Then instead of Python, you know, you're out here putting, like, three different kinds of alarms or motion sensors. You know what I'm saying? It's just you just presenting a better challenge to me, and I'm just going to try to keep on trying to figure it out. That's how it really works. Like, so Microsoft, you're breaking Microsoft, they're going to put in protection to try to do, to try to, like, so you can't do your same attack again, and then you come back in a different way, in a different manner, and then, you know what I'm saying, because they patched up what you did originally.
All right. It's just complicated, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's how it is. Hey,
what'd
you say? I said, it's about the same thing you do with accounting, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you try to exploit to try to hide money somewhere, and then the government either passes something or they stop donut holes and something like that. And then what do? Okay, they close one donut hole. Let me try to exploit another one. And you just keep on going, try to move money, find ways how you can figure out how you're going to hide money so you don't have to pay taxes.
I plead the fifth, y'all. I don't be doing that, y'all. I plead the fifth, y'all. I know what you're talking about,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'll be trying to get me knocked, man. What you, a knock, y'all? Oh, man. So what's going on in these streets, man? It's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of crazy stories. First and foremost, yo, three people hit the Powerball. Two are from Jersey, yo.
I heard. Your mom play? Any of your people play?
Yeah, they be playing. I ain't heard from nobody, yo. So somebody probably won, yo.
You one of the distant relatives, yo. I thought you were gonna be out there trying to exploit it.
Yeah, I need some better, yo. I wouldn't even ask somebody. I'd ask if one of my family members won, yo. Like, I'm pretty sure they'd do something for me. But I'd still, like, if they didn't, yo, I wouldn't blame them, yo. Cause I don't know how much I would really do for people. I always say, like, if I won the lottery, yo. The only thing I give my friends and family is anybody who had kids, I'd be like, yo, their college tuition is paid for. Like I wouldn't give nobody no cash. I'd be like, look, I put enough money away so their college is paid for, yo. And that'd be for everybody's kids. And I'm like, yo, so don't ask me for nothing. And you can't knock like sixty to $300,000. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'd ask somebody for $40,000, yo. Like, if somebody went up, like, yo, just buy me a 40, yo. That'd be the only thing I asked for, yo.
Well, this is what I would do. I would kind of do the same thing that you would do, like, as far as your money away. Like, my mom, I'll probably just buy her a house. She doesn't have to worry about bills anymore. She goes, she don't need to worry about bills. Just sit back and chill. You know what I mean? Relax. Live a good life. You know what I'm saying? Relax. That's what I'm going to do. For my nephews and all that, for my brothers and kids, that's what I probably do. Like, what y'all do is people I'm close with, probably just give y'all something towards y'all college to invest in your kids' future. But at some point, I'm inviting, you know what I mean, all y'all somewhere, and we're going to pop bottles for one night, you know? And that's probably where I would be predicting y'all with all y'all shit, and then be like, all right, y'all, we rap, y'all, but don't ask me for nothing else, y'all. You know what I'm saying? One good trip, you know what I mean? Going somewhere, all me, we popping bottles, everything's paid for, give your kids stuff, you're like, all right, you know what I mean? Y'all should be good. Like,
I totally agree. That'd definitely be something. I'm definitely right. Like, if I won, like, what is that thing up to, like, 400 some odd million? Like, if I won 400 some odd million, you're only going to get about 200 million of it. I'm renting a 757, and we pile in, and we going jet setting for a week. Like, all of us is going. Like, all of us, we going to wild out. But I'm talking about as far as, like, handing out money. Like, who are you writing checks to out of that money?
Oh, yeah, nobody. Ain't nobody writing. I ain't writing no checks. Nobody writing checks.
People are gonna ask for money.
Yeah, ain't nobody getting no checks, yo. Nobody getting no checks, yo. I'll set them up with something. I'll buy them a couple stocks. Tell them, go ahead, and you know what I mean. So something they can't touch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just be like, look, man, I gotta make sure that I don't have to work for the rest of my life. Like, my whole thing would tell people, like, I'm like, look, man, I gotta see how much money I can make off this interest by putting it in all these different banks. Yeah, how much
right.
money I'm gonna get interest every single year. Because that's
right.
the way you live, you know what I mean? You just live off the interest. So you take $2 million. Like, think about it, if you want $400 million, if you take $2 million out of that and you put the rest of the $338 million in the bank and, like, I'm going to live off the interest of that, and you just blow $2 million, like, that's a lot of money, yo.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. And I don't even think I'll stop working either, yo. I think I'll work
yeah.
to back that money. Like, I don't see myself just sitting back and not doing anything, you know? Or I'm investing, you know. We you know what I mean? We got to invest in something. Like, put some money in something, like what you're saying. But I'm talking about, like, say, for instance, you want to get that food truck rolling. Like, that would be something that I'll be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, get a food truck. I know we both were talking about food trucks. Get a food truck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I knew that you have that, like, you have that business, like, acumen, and we trying to start something, but we don't got the capital to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some like, so that's the only thing, and I don't know if that's technically hand in check, but it's something like I'll take a risk on, like, if Troy was trying to open something. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'll take a risk and try to go in with you. You know what I'm saying? And put up some of the
oh,
money
yeah.
if you can't.
Yeah, I completely, I mean, we on the same level, because I completely agree. Like, if you told me, like, that's what I'm talking about. There's a difference between just handing dude duh, and, like, if you came up to me and was like, yeah, I want to start my own computer firm, and I'm like, all right, yeah, we go in, I'll put up the front money, yo. Just give me, like, 5% of your profit, yo.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And then we'll handle it like that, you know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? But see, well, there's only certain people you can do that. Like, if my brother came to me and was like, yo, let me give money to start a business, I'm like, hell nah, yo. I'm like, come on, man. You've been living
right.
off the government,
yeah.
you know? Like, I love
right.
you and all, you know, but I ain't rocking with you on that way. You just gonna lose my money, you know?
Right, right. That's exactly how I would treat Brian.
I ain't no way,
yeah. I mean, it's real talk, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I love you, but nah, yeah. Ain't no way.
Yeah, I'll tell somebody to hire you, but I ain't give you, like, you just go blow it. You know? I know you're going to blow it on weed, alcohol, and dumb stuff, you know?
Right. So
my brother with the. Your kids have got a free scholarship, so there goes your money.
Exactly, yeah. You got time to come work for you. Yeah. You can come work for me, yeah. That's what you can do.
I bet you cats. See, I'm trying to stop saying the N word. I was about to say the N word, and I changed it to cats. Yeah, I bet you cats would be pissed. Like, it's those people. Like, I'm not trying to talk bad about my brother. I love him, but like, I'm so happy I wasn't raised by my biological father, because we turn out totally different. Like, if I won them millions of dollars, I guarantee I'd be like, yo, I ain't giving you no money. Like, your kids are straight going to college. But you can come work for me. You know what I mean? I give you a salary, teach you how to, you know what I mean, live on your own and stop living off the government. Yo, cats like that would get pissed at you, yo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. My sister would do that, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Your sister would? You think so?
Yeah, yo, she'd definitely do that, yo. She'd be like, oh, even if I split it up differently, like, she'll say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to take your damn money and be lucky I gave you something. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, if I buy you a little house so you don't got to worry about bills and all that other kind of stuff, she'd be like, well, I wanted a duplex. I wanted one with a finished basement. You know, like, yo.
Yeah, it's crazy how that stuff works, yeah.
Yeah, yo, like, be appreciative, yo. You out here talking about finished basements, yo. You got a new damn house, yo, with no mortgage payment.
Yo, but I definitely see, and that would be my whole thing about, like, I wouldn't buy nobody no house. Because I'm like, how you going to pay the taxes on it? Because that would be my initial thing, yo. I'm like, look, I'll buy the house, I'll take care of it, but, you know, you got to pay, you know, I mean, the taxes and all that stuff. If they can't figure out that, yo, I wouldn't do it, yo.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't even think about that aspect of it. Because that's,
you know,
why,
I mean, like,
that's what everybody be thinking. You know how, like, what was that home makeover show? And they'd be going
yeah,
in and
yeah,
buying people houses and
that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they couldn't afford the damn taxes on the shit, and they ended up foreclosing. So it was like, you know, I mean, a couple of them did that shit. Like, you don't see that behind. You think it's a good story.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is they say that's what they're saying, that it's like an underhanded thing that they do. Like, they take these people who are on government assistance that live in this, like, terrible house, but because they say, like, everywhere that they've done it, it's in a great neighborhood. It's just
right.
A horrible house. So they make them flip it. They do all this makeover stuff knowing that they can't. Knowing that they can't pay the taxes on it, so they foreclose on it. So then, once the bank takes it back, they can sell it at whatever the bank feels the house is worth. So if they have a $100,000 house and they flip it to a house that's $500,000 because it's in a good neighborhood, yeah, it's a feel good story. They can't pay the taxes. They kick them out. Now the bank can say, okay, I'll give this house away at $400,000. The bank just made a $300,000 profit.
Hey.
Like, it's
yeah,
crazy.
That's
like, I hope the world isn't like that. That's what they say.
I don't know, but somebody got rich off of that scheme. Yeah, that's like the number one Ponzi scheme. Yeah, I didn't even think about it, like, on that level. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is talking about gentrification for real, yo. It's like they're staking out. Like, they have all these people that tell them, like they're right in, and they say they pick out, Google where the house is at, like, what location it's in. Because they had one in Pensauken, where I'm from. And it was in a good neighborhood with a rundown house, and they flipped it. Family couldn't make the payments, yo. Couldn't pay them taxes, yo.
That's crazy.
Now they got a nice house, yo. Now it's a nice house in a good area, yo.
That is crazy. That's crazy.
Crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's sad, man. So summer's winding down, man. What's the big plans for the summertime, yo?
Going to meet the Amish Mafia next week.
Is that show true, yo, or is that like a fake reality show?
I have no idea. I watched it, yeah. I was intrigued. I'm telling you, I was watching it because I thought it was some bullshit, yo. But, yo, them dudes are real, yo. I'm talking about, like, they really was getting it in, yo.
Yo, is it just a drama or is it like a reality show?
Nah, son. It was following this dude, the head dude that's over in, like, up in Lancaster where all things are. And basically what happens is that you get in a town and you're, like, their protection. So it was like basically following the main dude, and there'd be people in the town coming up to him like, yo, you know, I'm trying to sell my goods, because, you know, they make a lot of stuff. He's like, I'm trying to sell my goods, and there's another vendor, and he's selling fake Amish gear. And he was like, what? Well, we can't have him doing that, and he'll send his goons after him. And then on the show, it showed him, and they started knocking all his stuff down. Right? They asked him, like, yo, what's this? Where you from? Da, da, da. And he didn't answer him, right? Started knocking all stuff down. One took a bat out, and then the camera cut off. And then they got...
Well, hold on, one took a bat out?
Yo, he took a bat out. There were three of them. They started knocking his stuff off. One dude got out the car with a bat, and then started... And you saw him, Brady hit him. The camera cut off, and then it comes back with all of them getting in the car. Talk about, yeah, I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to protect our own, da, 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 da. And as they were driving back to wherever they're from now. Like, yeah. I was like, yo, are you kidding me? And that's what the whole show is about. Basically that, you know what I mean, power struggles, all that kind of stuff. But that's what they really do, though. So they call it the mafia, but it's really like them protecting their own. So if anybody, like I'm telling you, it was a long line of people coming to talk to him about all these issues that go around in their little community.
Are you kidding me, yo?
Yeah, I'm telling you, guys. Yo, it's crazy, yo.
Yo, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way I'm being shook at the Amish Mafia. They're not allowed to have guns, yo.
Son, they all had them, yeah. They all had them, yeah. And they was out here. Yo, they took this dude. Another dude came in, and he didn't want to pay. So basically, he didn't want to pay. So what he did, he fucking took all his stuff, like took all his stuff and just burnt that shit, just burnt it. Like just that they went in the back of some kind of area and just started set all his stuff on fire and made him watch it. Like shit was crazy, you know.
I'm not getting punked by no Amish dude, yo. I figure they ain't got electricity, yo. My knowledge of the world should be able to beat them, yo.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's out of control. The Amish Mafia, I guess if you got a gun, then you know what I mean, you're that far out of the world.
Yeah, I mean, they ain't use the gun on it, but they definitely wrecked a lot of people, yo. I'm talking about fighting a lot of people, yo. Yeah, somebody trying to leave his little crew, yo. They took him to some place. This shit was like, Joey was like just some little cave, yo, and was like just trying to rough this dude up, yo. Almost like straight military style, yo. It was crazy.
Because he was trying to leave?
Yeah, he wasn't rocking with him. Like, he was basically setting him up, trying to do, like, different things to him or whatever. Like he wasn't obeying him. And he was like, and he was part of his crew. So basically, he was a defender. So he took his other two people, yo. They took him to this little room, yo, and just started beating his ass, yo. And then he walks out like, yo, finish him. And then that dude felt sorry for him because he was really his boy. And then he let him go. Like, he let him leave. But, yeah, yo. It was crazy, son. I'm telling you. Yeah, I just took that out of my shoulders, yo.
Yeah, I got to check that out, because I be seeing it, you know, they were like, yeah, the Amish Mafia, I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you watch one show, yo, you're gonna be like, no way, and then, cause I kept saying it, yo, I'm like, yo, come on, yo, this can't be real, yo, like, are you fucking kidding me, I'll be gonna do that, like, I'm telling myself like this shit, and, but, yo, they get it in, though. And then my opinions are changed because them dudes are real. Like, I'm talking about the way they make money is they have barn fights. So they set up they're in a barn. They set up this little fake ring, right? And then they challenge other people in other Amish communities, and they throw these big-ass fights, like straight UFC style, except for it ain't UFC. Like, somebody got to tap out or something or get knocked out, straight fist, or like a regular fight. Ain't no gloves, nothing, just fights.
Yeah, little bare knuckle boys, yo.
Son, they were called barn fights, yeah. That's how they make money, yo, because people come and pay it. They pay to see it. And like, that's how they were making money. Like, that's how, like, the gang people, that's how they were making money, by setting up these barn fights, and all the communities would come and pay.
Are you fucking kidding me, yo?
So I'm telling you, like, you can't party without going through him. Like, you do something without going through him, then it's a problem, yo. So it's like everything goes through that dude.
Yeah, you can't have a party without his permission, yo.
Nah, yo. Exactly. Nah, yo. Like, your party, drink, all that shit. It's all through him.
I'll beat his ass, yo. So. I feel like, yo, man, I get it. If I can't make money in your turf, cool, yo. But if I want to party, yo, man, fuck you, yo. I'm a party, yo. But, yeah, that's our show for tonight, yo. It was good rapping to you, bro. I will catch you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Email.
Peace.